headline, Samson Moe claims Peter Todd was paid for OP return PR, published at 6:53 p.m. UTC, May 6, 2025. According to Samson Moe, someone paid a senior Bitcoin developer to write the year's most contentious code change request to eliminate OP return's data carrier limit from Bitcoin Core's default mempool. Rather than the idea emerging organically from a grassroots discussion among Bitcoin community members, Mao claims that pull request, PR, 32,359, was a corporate initiative from the start. During initial discussions on the Bitcoin dev mailing list and GitHub, Chaincode Labs' Antoine Poinceau and PR author Peter Todd expressed cultural and technical reasons for removing the nudge of OP Return's data carrier limitation that had allegedly become ineffective at deterring non-financial on-chain data storage. Soon, Bitcoin developers chimed in with historical context on spam filters, convinced that the modification request was an authentic request to normalize the placement of non-financial data on Bitcoin blocks across OP return, witness, and other areas of transactions. Eventually, however, Todd admitted that his primary motivation for his proposal was corporate. In a Stacker News response, he affirmed, "For the record, this pull rec wasn't my idea. I was asked to open it by an active core dev because entities like Citrea are using unprunable outputs instead of OP return due to the size limits." In Mao's view, this meant that someone at Chaincode, like Poinsot, paid off Todd in a sort of PR laundering. Poinsot responded to the accusation, denying that he personally paid Todd while claiming ignorance about other people at Chaincode. "Did Chaincode pay Peter to open this PR? That sounds pretty surprising to me." Poinsot then fired back at Mao, calling him a desperate attention grabber who mistakenly thought his followers were that stupid to believe the accusation. Subheading, "A Revival of the Bitcoin OP Return War." For context, this year's disagreement over non-financial data in Bitcoin's blockchain is a revival of its late 2010 OP return war. Indeed, nearly 15 years ago, Satoshi Nakamoto was starting to comment on arbitrary data publications into Bitcoin's blockchain. Conservatively, Satoshi introduced a restriction on transaction types, reflecting a preference for keeping the blockchain lean and focused on financial transactions. Satoshi suggested that projects requiring large data storage, such as BitDNS/Namecoin, should use a separate blockchain linked into Bitcoin's proof of work, rather than embedding all data on its main chain. Last week, a group of Chaincode and Brink developers tried to lift OP Return's data carrier limit from approximately 80 to hundreds of thousands of bytes for Bitcoin Core's default mempool. They argued the change was no big deal, an unremarkable modernization for mempool filters that acknowledge the ease of storing non-financial data elsewhere on Bitcoin's ledger. Defending the 80-byte filter, a group of independent and Knots node operators blamed the rushed, corporately influenced proposal of pushing Bitcoin down a slippery slope of tedious transaction validation and non-financial data storage. In their view, it was the first of 1,000 cuts and an obvious sabotage of Bitcoin's monetary network by spammers seeking to turn it into just another database. Subheading, is PR 32,359 actually going to happen? Blockstream engineer and Core contributor Greg Sanders wrote that Core was planning to implement pull request 32,359 in the next software update. Updates about the intention of Core maintainers are changing by the hour, and it's unclear whether the new software version will actually include the OP return data carrier modification. Votes and participation on the GitHub for the PR are locked. Dozens of developers voted for and against the proposal. Bitcoin full nodes running Knots, signaling opposition to the PR, have come online to an all-time high for the year. GitHub administrators have censored the debate, and Frauer fix. The filters continues to trend on social media as the debate continues. many critics are blaming Core for accommodating corporate interests versus focusing on Bitcoin's development as a non-fiat monetary network. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.